free and take control of the airwaves here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. They are totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. What they charge, we charge zero. You just go sign up for a free account. You don't even need to sign up for a free account to download archives and do a lot of the stuff that's on the site. But if you want to create the content on the site, if you want to add new content to the site, you can just create a quick free account, and then you can submit whatever you want to the website, and then other listeners will be able to vote at that point on what it is that you've submitted, and the most voted up make it to the front page. Now, if you want to vote, you can do that too. You don't have to submit things. You can just vote if you want. Click Upcoming Stories when you go to freetalklive.com. It's right near the top of the page. Just click Upcoming Stories to see all the fresh content that has been uploaded to the site by listeners like you. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Tonight, here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right, Mark, you wanted to share with us a story about vintners, which is a fancy name for somebody that makes wine.
Well, somebody's got to have some name for the people that make wine, right? This is coming out of WashingtonExaminer.com, and I guess this is from the same place where that woman got in trouble recently for having little parties on her farm. I guess she had some kids' birthday parties and a pumpkin carving contest or something like that.
Huh.
And you know, this is bad. So it's, going on here. It says most of the wineries are, I'm just going to, pick out bits and pieces. It's too long and some of it doesn't really, it's loquacious in the way that writers love to be. They love to set the story. Most of the wineries are mom and pop operations, and some have been more creative in marketing, employing more people and generating revenue. The county thinks such success must be punished. At the center of all this is the county zoning administrator, a bureaucratic czar named Kimberly Johnson, whose bullying and heavy-handed enforcement tactics have resulted in calls for her dismissal by county farmers and residents. Johnson was recently the subject of a citizen farmer pitchfork protest in a matter that she fined one farmer for conducting pumpkin carving and birthday parties for
eight little
girls. Yeah, without a proper permit. The winery ordinance is Obama-esque, I guess, passed under the pretext that it protects the health, safety, and welfare of the public. It forces wineries to close at 6 p.m., prohibits the sale of food, something that goes on quite safely with the taste of a wine, unless wineries obtain special permits from the zoning administrator. That's the Johnson gal. The ordinance lists prohibited winery activities such as hot air balloon rides, farmers markets, mini golf, which assuredly threaten the health, safety, and welfare of the public, right?
Wow.
Among the prohibited activities, the ordinance includes anything else determined by the zoning administrator to be similar in nature or impact to the listed activities, which are, of course, mini golf, farmers markets, and balloon rides.
So if, say, for instance, you wanted to do this at a driving range, they could say, well, this involves golf clubs and that's similar.
I guess. I mean, I think they're mostly going after the farmers, but yeah, I mean, they at this point, they've handed over such power to this zoning administrator that she can essentially do anything she wants.
Well, I don't think they handed it over. I mean, the farmers did not hand over.
I don't mean the farmers. I mean the government.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, let's see. The winery ordinance comes with potential criminal penalties, yet as...
illegal hot air balloon flying...
Yeah, it's criminal. There's criminal penalties for anything.
Wow.
for dodging the wishes of this woman.
Now, I guess these are things that wineries do, like maybe you fly over the grape fields or whatever and, hot air balloon.
Who doesn't like a hot air balloon, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a cool promotion. If she's basically saying they can't do anything original or fun to promote their winery.
Because there's grapes around.
It's crazy.
It says it has weak standards of evidence and due process to protect the innocent. It's a civil liberties and property rights nightmare on its face. Farquhar, this is the name of the town, gave its zoning czar the same type of unlimited discretion to decide whether to issue special permits to stay open past 6 p.m., to host events and determine entry road surface conditions. This is really important for anybody who's ever built. This gives the zoning administrator unfettered control of the very existence of wineries and creates conditions under which the vintners must fear her every next move.
Wow.
So she can make your driveway disappear.
If no one can get to your winery,
this is not a driveway. You may not drive down this.
Wow.
So perhaps the most offensive proposition of the ordinance authorizes private, personal gatherings at wineries. Someone obviously forgot to tell Fuqua officials that in America, we don't need government permission to for private gatherings on our own property. And even the contempt...
Apparently you do now, buddy.
For the freedom of assembly and private properties, Fuqua officials limited the definition of private personal gathering to owners who reside at or adjacent to their wineries and do not market their wine at such gatherings. This means no winery signs, no bottle labels, even when owners hold private personal gatherings on their property, because that would be marketing.
There is no end to the bureaucracy that can just make your life miserable.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, look, let me see if I've understood what you just said. If the winery owner lives on the property, whether in the building or on an adjacent home on the property, he or she cannot have personal friends over to party.
They can.
They can't. They can.
They can. You can't have a party at your winery if you don't live near it.
What's the definition of near?
Next, adjacent.
Adjacent. So if your winery is two houses over.
That's correct.
You can't.
That is not adjacent. Sorry. The definitions of adjacent are clear, and that is clearly not adjacent.
So who is she friends with? I mean, she's clearly working in someone's best interest here, someone who lives on their winery property.
Obviously, I can't answer that.
Right. I mean, obviously you don't. I'm just asking to the universe here. So she's doing something that's going to benefit one winery owner, likely over the other winery owners. Maybe she's having sex with him, some sort of a torrid affair. Who knows what sort of ins and outs are going on with the behind the scenes.
Ins and outs.
The behind the scenes kind of backroom skullduggery here with this this situation. But it sounds like she's in total control of this situation.
They have made her a very powerful little dictator.
She is the winery czar.
That's exactly what it is. The farming czar. I mean, it's not just wineries, although they are prolific in that area.
Now,
like anybody doing anything.
What you have to wonder is when are business owners going to finally stop putting up with this?
Because they're rushing off to Richmond to get legislative remedy.
So they're going to the state?
Yes.
I see. Well, I hope that works for them, but I don't expect that it necessarily will. It'll probably cost them a whole bunch of money. You know, why not at some point just say, okay, your regulations are basically going to put me out of business or make it so I can't compete with the other businesses and eventually run me out of business over a period of years. So I'm just going to go ahead and have my hot air balloon promotion, and if you don't like it, you can send your police officers, and we'll have video cameras here, and you can arrest me for, taking some kids up in a hot air balloon or something like that. And make an issue out of it and really kind of make a stand. I think that when business owners do that, you remember we had Kerry Paco Ellison from the Black Hawk Saloon on this show a couple of times.
I remember him.
Really brave business owner who in the Charleston, West Virginia area had refused to obey a smoking ban. He refused to be the enforcer of the city. It was just like a county smoking ban, so it wasn't for the whole state of West Virginia. He refused to go along with it at his bar, the Black Hawk Saloon, and he made press headlines. Lots of people were talking about that. We had him on Free Talk Live. He was in the local newspapers, and as a result of that, there were a number of customers that rallied behind his business to support him. He did end up caving in because there's just so much pressure, and you can't fight the state for too long because it's expensive and they can keep paying the lawyers and you can't.
They're going to put you out of business.
Chris in the LRN chat room points out a really interesting thing, which is accurate, that business owners are moving to other countries, one of the reasons for the current economic recession.
Sure. Well, like a winery owner that lives on the border of another country might just move his property to south of the border or whatever. And it's just absolutely...
Farmers are doing that all in down in the Southwest.
That's
a
right.
lot of them are doing it.
So, but my point being, if you're going to lose your business anyway, why keep jumping through the hoops? Like, if the regulations get to the point where you're going to get put out of business because they're regulating you out of business, why keep obeying? Why not just go ahead and just stop obeying at that point and do whatever you want with your business?
Because they'll put you in a jail cell.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. At some point, people have to say no. I get it. It's scary. The government's they're thuggish. They have jail cells and guns. But somebody's got to say no. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the program. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. We've got listening options. Live streams, we've got them. Three different sizes, actually. We've got the broadband stream, the midband, and narrowband streams. So if you've got an internet connection that maybe isn't so fast, you can use our narrowband stream. That'll probably fit. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. And the streams are available around the clock every single day. 24/7. Listen.freetalklive.com takes you there. You can also learn more about our over 100 radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week on the AM and FM band. We're also available on XM Satellite Radio, where you can find us all 7 nights a week there as well. Plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
I'm going
to
make a controversial statement here, and I know I'm probably going to get some flack about it, but there's nothing more gratifying you can do with your mouth than to eat the English toffee from statelesssweets.com. Nothing. This stuff's delicious. The first time I took a bite into the English toffee, all I could do was utter, "Oh, God," over and over again. Do you remember this scene?
Yes.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
It was good stuff. StatelessSweets.com, I highly recommend you go over there and try some of the English toffee, I think, is the very best. Ian, what did you prefer of their?
I like fudge.
They've got really good fudge.
It's not like I dislike the English toffee. I just really like fudge.
Yeah, they've got Puducci with walnuts. They've got peanut brittle and cashew brittle and all kinds of really great sweets there.
By the way, Jillian, who is the proprietor there at statelesssweets.com, she is going to make the move to New Hampshire, as I understand.
Mm. Oh, awesome. She's really sweet.
Yeah, so we may end up having like a battle of the sweets makers here, her versus Mandrick.
Wow.
That could be fun.
Mandrick makes really great baklava, there's no doubt. Stateless Sweets does not make baklava.
That's right.
But there's lots of other delicious things there. And you can buy them with...
Bitcoin?
That's right. You can buy them with Bitcoin.
So cool.
So, yep. People say you can't buy anything with Bitcoins, but now, you know, it's pretty obvious that's not a true statement. You can go to statelesssweets.com, buy with Bitcoins, or you can buy with PayPal or whatever you want to do.
All right, so let's go to the phones and your calls, your thoughts about what's on your mind. Vince is in Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian and Bradley and Mark. How are you doing?
Vince, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I have to tell you, I know you're disappointed, but Mr. Davis lost his appeal.
Who?
In Alabama. He has to pay a $10,000 bond if he wants to keep his wife in his front yard.
Oh, okay. This is the elderly gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Who back in 2009 buried his wife, according to her wishes, in a concrete tomb in a metal casket in his front yard. He had a backhoe and everything. I mean, they did a real job on burying her. And the case ended up going to the courts. He lost at a district court level and appealed. And you're saying he has lost his appeal?
Yes, he lost his appeal. That's what the news service.
But the order of the judge previously was that this man was to disinter his wife from the ground and move her into a licensed cemetery. So therefore, I presume the appeal upholds the prior court's decision, meaning that the order stands from the previous judge saying he has to do this himself, right?
Yes.
What happens if he doesn't? Will that be contempt of court?
Who knows?
Most I'm going to go out on a limb and say it would be contempt of court if he doesn't follow the judge's order.
As far as I know, all states require that you have to be buried in a cemetery because if you think about it, if you own your house today and you bury your loved one in your front yard, 50 years from now, you're not going to still own your house. Very good chance that you won't be around anymore, but the person who you buried there will still be there, and it creates all sorts of problems when property is to be sold.
Well, according to the news media that we read, I think it was from the Associated Press, right out of Alabama on this story, is that there are a lot of family burial plots in Alabama. So, not all state laws are the same in the way that they're written, and they're fairly common in Alabama. It's just what made this one unusual is that it's on a main drag in the town in which he lives.
And I also kind of wonder what would really be the problem. He's going to turn this over to his grandchildren. He intends to be buried there himself.
That's right.
They've got gravestones. Now, he could, were he to choose to, make the deed so that, these stones had to remain in place or whatever. But, anybody who gets this property in the future wants to sell it. Having two graves in the front yard is not going to be particularly good for the house value. They could just pry up the stones, put them in the shed or wherever, get rid of them, and then say that, nothing's here. And then at some point or another, somebody's digging around. They find themselves these grave sites, and I guess they move the people. I don't know. I mean, it's all very odd.
Vince, your thoughts?
Well, I just wanted to say in Indiana, family plots are legal now if you live what you call it, a deed, or your property is entrusted to a deed. you can't have a family plot. So, but you can have family plots in Indiana, just like you can in Alabama. But
do you need to have a permit to bury somebody? Because up here in New Hampshire, you do.
Yeah, well, here you can have a family plot, but generally you have to have, like you said, a permit.
Vince, thanks for the call and the update on the case. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Now, remember, the most important part about this case is this man, I believe he was 73, and obviously loved his wife very much, wants to be buried next to her on the very same plot of land where they built this, you know, home previously many, 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 you know, decades ago. And he said he didn't care what the judge says, what the appeals court says. He does not care what they say. He's not going to move his wife. So that's going to make for a very interesting conflict.
Well, I think they're probably going to move his wife.
Well, I imagine they might just do that, although that's not the original judge's order. The original order is that he is supposed to do it, which means that they will probably try to put pressure on him to force him to do it. He will refuse, perhaps be charged with contempt of court, and then the judge will be in a position where they'll have to, you know, possibly sentence a septuagenarian to a jail sentence. And he's basically almost made it sound like he might defend his property with violence.
It's close to what he sounds like.
He did not come right out and say it, but he basically suggested that if they were to come to try to, you know, force his hand, that
he
would
die. It would be a death sentence for him.
Yeah, that it would be a death sentence and that he would be joining his wife sooner rather than later.
Well, in that case, they should just back off. And, I mean, because it's going to be the same thing either way. It's either going to be, you know, they get into a firefight with him now and then move his wife.
This really is the point. The guy's 70 years old, and the town, this was 3 years ago that they buried her.
That's right.
The town can have this fight anytime they want to have this fight. Have it with the grandchildren, because I know they'll cave.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. This guy's got nothing to lose. I mean, his wife is dead. Okay, yeah, he's got his grandchildren, but, you know, he knows he's not going to live that much longer to see their lives grow up and all that. So, ultimately, in his personal life, he's got his house, he's had a good life, his wife is gone, and now these thugs want to force him to take his wife's body out of the ground, out of the, you know, very nice grave site, apparently. Like, they took some time and concrete lined the ground.
Got a mausoleum in there, yeah.
Everything. And he wants, you know, you're disturbing the dead. I mean, it's just wrong from a lot of people's perspectives. 855-450-FREE, that's the, I mean, grave robbers. 1-855-450-3733. Are they going to take the jewelry off of her, too, when they take her up? It's Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates for you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, follow them via email, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Maybe you prefer to get your updates that way, but you're going to get more than just updates on Twitter and Facebook because we are now hooting. We're doing tweets and Facebooking all at once, and we do it during the show, even sometimes outside of the show. Mark, you hooted earlier today about how you were hungover. I'm not sure why our listeners would care, but you did that anyway.
We had a big party at the big instant guys' offices.
Yeah, and it was a good time. And I guess they're going to have these Bitcoin meetups once a month there at the BitInstant. Well, I guess not necessarily at the BitInstant guys' offices, but
in New York City,
in different places around in and around New York City.
Should be fun.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
They have Bitcoin meetups here in Manchester, New Hampshire, every week.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, well, there's a really good community, Bitcoin community here in New Hampshire. In fact, there was what I understood to be the biggest Bitcoin public kind of an event that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, like the most used, the most widely used Bitcoin event. I don't know how to qualify it, but lots of the vendors at Porkfest, the Porcupine
Freedom
Festival.
Biggest Bitcoin event ever.
Yeah, thus far at least. Yeah. And a lot of the vendors there were accepting Bitcoins, and a lot of Bitcoin kind of advocates were there as well, and they were really impressed with how much and how widely spread and accepted the Bitcoin was among the Liberty community here in New Hampshire. Which I thought was pretty cool. Because Bitcoins are really great.
Yeah, and you can get Bitcoins from BitInstant.com. It is the best way to get Bitcoins. You know, you're just like any money. When you go get the free Bitcoin wallet from Bitcoin.org, a wallet doesn't come full of money. If you want some money, you're going to have to get some Bitcoins by going to BitInstant.com. You can go there. There's more than 700,000 locations. You can find a location near you. You get a deposit number, I guess, is how it works. Ian, this is what you did. You got some kind of deposit number. You went there to the location. You gave them some cash. And those, by the time you returned home, you had Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet.
That's right.
So BitInstant.com.
All right, so our number again, 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. So we've kind of been focused on the police here tonight, and they are busy, busy, busy all over the place. There's always something for the police to do there, whether they're picking on an old man in Alabama, northern Alabama, for burying his wife in his front yard, or picking on an old lady for having her grass too tall, or picking on some of their favorite victims, college students. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, is where we're doing the show. There's a college in town, and it's kind of basically it's a college town. They're a good chunk of the population here for a portion of the year. They all came back yesterday. They had their move-in day where the street was shut down and a bunch of college kids moving into their houses and parents, of course, hovering around, as some parents tend to do. And it's only going to be a matter of time now before the local cops decide to crack down on the college students. That's just what they do. They, you know, at the beginning of the school year, they enforce as hard as they can on alcohol laws and underage possession and things like that. And it's not just here in Keene. According to the Courier-Journal, courier-journal.com, the Indiana State Excise Police issued 347 citations during the weekend at three Indiana colleges as part of its intensified college enforcement program. Police issued a record number of 258 citations at Indiana University, 57 at Ball State, and 32 at Notre Dame. Citations included public intoxication, illegal consumption or possession of alcohol, and public nudity. Because, we've got to stop those college kids from drinking. I mean, maybe if we crack down hard enough,
that'll finally stop.
Finally, them. College kids will stop drinking until they're 21, of course. Then it's completely okay.
Then it's all right.
It's not about getting college kids to stop drinking. It's about money.
Revenue.
And unfortunately, 71% is the last number I read of Americans believe that the drinking age should be 21. But
really?
Yeah, 71%.
Ridiculous.
Well, they're not even thinking about it, though. I mean, they're just being asked a question.
Yeah.
How many of those 71% drank under the age of 21 and didn't get caught?
I did.
Exactly.
And
but you don't believe it should be 21?
Absolutely not.
Right. I mean, how many of those who were in that 70%
drank
underage?
There are so many young adults that learn how to drink at parties, in pits in the woods, around people who aren't responsible, around people who generally may not have their best interests in mind, and lots of young men and women are sexually assaulted because they're in these situations where there's binge drinking. Here in our live free or die state, if a parent decides to give a glass of wine or a beer to their 13-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old, up to 20-year-old son,
should be their prerogative as being the parent.
Absolutely. If they decide to give a glass of wine with dinner, they can do 1 year in county jail. I mean,
it's crazy.
And I mean, the problem with underage drinking or irresponsible drinking is not going to be solved with prohibition. It is going to be solved with people learning responsibility and people being treated as if they were actually adults. If you're 18, you can go to Walmart and buy yourself a shotgun. Or an assault rifle.
Sure.
But, or join the military and fight and die for the federal government overseas. But you can't
have
a beer.
Don't they let you drink on military bases if you're 18?
The law about that says that it's up to the Secretary of Defense and the individual installation commander. But,
I see.
But it has to be within a certain distance of Canada. Or, you know, I mean, if it's within so many miles of Canada, they want to keep, or Mexico, they want to keep the people there. But it's just people who are 18 to 21, or excuse me, to 20, should not be treated as second-class citizens.
Absolutely. I was in Milford District Court the other day to support a friend who was there for a driving situation. And, of course, they made us wait through every single one of the arraignments before hearing his case, which was expected to be a trial. That means I got to sit there and watch arraignments, which I've been to many a time, and I've seen people, victim after victim of the state coming forward. I don't think there was a single violent person in that room that day. I mean, I was paying close attention to every charge that was read. And this is one of those courtrooms where you can actually hear what's going on. The courtroom here in Keene, you can barely hear what they're saying. But this one, the acoustics are good. You can make out every word. And it was a bunch of people that have been busted for drinking underage. There was a handful of DUIs in there, And again, DUI in theory could be dangerous to somebody, but not necessarily. Just because you are under, you're over the level of alcohol, the BAC that the law has stated is illegal, doesn't mean you're necessarily dangerous.
Or that you're driving erratically or anything like that. I mean, you know, I think that everybody understands that driving with 0.08 alcohol blood alcohol level doesn't make anyone any worse driver than driving with 0.07.
Right.
I mean, there's just, you know, it's some arbitrary number, and, you know, in one case you get a big old fine and, you know, marks points in your license, and the other you don't.
There are some people, though, that if they are a 0.08, they are falling down drunk. But
no doubt.
But there are
some people that never get above 0.08.
When I went through training to become a drug recognition expert, which is a special type of law enforcement training that allows you to determine what kind of drug someone's on other than alcohol, there was a person who they have people drink before they come in to be tested, and this person, I thought, passed all the field sobriety tests based on how I was trained, and this person was a 0.26.
Holy mackerel.
And this person just happens to be someone who is a professional drinker. So
they just hold their alcohol very well.
Exactly.
High tolerance.
So
You
can have a 0.08 person. Well, excuse me. A person who consumes a lot of alcohol.
Gotcha.
Drunk.
A professional drinker would be someone who gets paid to drink, right?
There's got to be somebody out there that does. Yeah. You're some sommelier and the wine people. And I never.
Your metabolism in your body, it adapts to... You know, if you drink more liquor, it adapts to it, so it doesn't have the same effects. So the arbitrary line in the sand, 0.08, is, I mean...
It's ridiculous.
It's just an arbitrary line in the sand.
It's an arbitrary line in the sand.
Well, let's go back. I've got more here on the story about the college crackdown. Remember, they've got their enforcement program. It's an intensified enforcement program. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you want to comment about your experience dealing with the cops while in college. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want here. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. And we do it free, of course. So for Shrine, if you can get the Shrine of Female Listeners, it's one of the features there. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. If you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Outdoors enthusiasts, you can get the best prices on the name-brand equipment that you want from ManVentureOutpost.com. When I say best prices, I mean really. Do comparison shopping before you buy. ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever you might need in the arena of camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. They've got it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They're very proud of that. They provide a high level of customer service. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
So we'll continue and take your calls about what you want, and then we'll get back to the Indiana story where they are cracking down with what they call the intensified college enforcement program. First, Chris is in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I had a couple of things to say. I have an observation about the paper here in South Bend, Indiana, last week in August 13th. The front page, August 13th, 2012, last week on Monday, given it's at the bottom, but the front page news, it's got a vegetable race at the Cove where three interns at the South Bend Tribune are dressed up as vegetables running around a baseball field while you turn the page, the back of the front page, page two, you got like three shootings locally. Guy shot in the face at a liquor store, person getting caught in crossfire, shot five times, a guy got stabbed in the hand and taken $500 from him. And on the front page, you got three people dressed up in vegetables running around. Don't you think that people in this community would rather know about shootings and where they happen rather
depends
than
on who you ask. So
yeah, this is truly a conundrum in the news business. I mean, people will really give you trouble for not purporting the good news. So they want the good news. Why doesn't the news report the good news?
Well, there's also the perspective that our town is a quiet, peaceful little town, and we want to make it look like that's the case. We don't want any stories that might disturb people about South Bend or fill in the blank of your town. They do this here in Keene as well, where basically the local newspaper carries the water for the government and in attempts to kind of, you know, kind of keep things on the down low as far as how bad things might be, and that there's this perspective that all things that could be considered bad should not be placed out front. I remember when there was a local ordinance that they'd passed that prohibited, I guess, local bars from advertising drink specials outside of their bar. So, like, to use some, use that chalk stuff that you might see on a window. I don't know what it's called. It's not chalk, but it's some kind of washable writing, pretty colors that you can advertise drink specials with. They, they're not allowed to do that. And the statement that was in the newspaper when they were writing about this article was that, well, we wouldn't want people to think of Keene as a town for drunks. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, people drink all the time, even the city councilors. But yet, we've got to create this this view that the town isn't focused on alcohol. So the same thing there. You know, why did they run the vegetable story as a top story? Because they don't want people to see the stories about the guy getting shot in the face at the convenience store.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I think there's some symbolism here. They think that everyone around here is just, like, they have minds like vegetables, you know? We're just vegetables to these people. Hey, but I'm just saying, this is like a town with like 130,000 people in it. This isn't, I mean...
That's not a town. That's a city.
This is like 130,000 people, and they're putting vegetable people running around on baseball fields on the front.
It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous.
It seems
ludicrous.
I said it's ridiculous. You're absolutely right, and I share the concerns. What else did you want to share? Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, you guys are on the subject about on-campus police.
Yeah, they're cracking down in Indiana.
Oh, okay, well, I went to Western Illinois University, and it was called the OPS, Office of Public Safety Police. And, you know, I didn't really have that many bad experiences with them. I think I was one of the lucky ones, because those people, along with the city police in Macomb, Illinois, would be raiding bars probably every week or every Friday. I'd see a few of them just scoping around in the loaded bars. I'd hear about people getting tickets and stuff. And so if you're underage in a bar, it's very risky. I never went to the bar until I was 21, because I heard every week about a friend or a friend of a friend getting arrested, because these people would just randomly ask people for their IDs, and if they were 21 or if they were under 21, I mean, They would just take them and arrest them. I mean, it happened to
Brad Jarnes is here with us, former law enforcement officer. Brad, I know that you're probably somewhat familiar with liquor enforcement and some of the work that they do. You didn't work for them, but, I mean, you were a cop for 11 years, so I'm sure you know something about it. If a cop walks into a bar and you're standing there holding a drink and they ask you for your ID, do you have any obligation to show it to them?
No.
So you're saying people are just showing their IDs because they don't know any better then?
Well, these people were actually... They were actually in there dressed up. I mean, not dressed up, but they were in their uniform.
Just because they're in the uniform doesn't mean you're obligated to show them.
Right, but you understand you don't have to show them the ID.
They're still going to make you show it. I mean, you can't say no to these people. They're going to hit you in the back of the head. And if you say, you can't say no to them.
Well, I think it varies by state. I mean, I can only speak with certainty about our beautiful New Hampshire here, but... typically, unless you're driving a car, you don't have to show ID. But you could also make the argument that you're being forced to incriminate yourself if you're drinking and you're underage.
You tell the nice police officer, "I'm not driving this beer, sir."
That's, you know, look, Chris, I get it. The cops are scary. They are known for intimidating people, and they, you know, have the potential to make up some sort of crime like disorderly conduct and arrest you. But if you're in a public place, they're not as likely to commence a beat down on you there. Pull out a video camera, record what they're doing, and that'll help protect you. You will be better off not showing your ID if you're not 21. If you show your ID and you're not 21, you're going to get arrested. So you're going to be better off not showing the ID, because then they don't have the evidence they need to arrest you for anything at all. And people just need to learn this. They don't understand it. I remember there was a guy the local film producer with the local college was doing a documentary about the Free State Project called State of Liberty. And one night he was, I guess, a little bit drunk. Actually, a lot. And he came by the Keene Activity Center with some of his friends, and apparently he had accidentally stumbled into a window in downtown Keene and broken the window. And he had taken off from the scene on someone's suggestion, which he ended up regretting later on. But he wanted to go to the police department to turn himself in on this, and he wanted someone to go with him and record video of this. And so, of course, I was more than willing to come out and help out with that. And in the car, we kind of I got the recap from him and his friends that were present. And basically what ended up happening was his friends essentially gave him up without really intending to. And they did it because they didn't know their rights. Basically what happened was the police showed up on the scene. His two friends were still there. He had taken off at that point. And the friends just started blabbing away to the police when the cops came up and started inquiring of them. They asked them for their IDs. They pulled out their IDs and showed it to him. You don't have to do that stuff, as I understand it.
Note to self, if you accidentally break a window because you're drunk, just call the police and tell them, and you won't get in trouble.
Well, it was funny, too, because the cop in this case, and Chris, by the way, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The cop in this case claimed that, because when we were there talking to him, the cop claimed that he could not talk to the man who owned the store. That if he talked to the man who owned the store, because I suggested, well, why can't you just go and talk to this guy?
The drunk
and
kid, not the police officer.
The drunk kid, thank you. The drunk kid could not talk to the man who owned the store because it would be interfering with a witness.
No, it would only be interfering with a witness if the drunk kid called the guy up and said, I will kill you if you press charges.
I knew he was bluffing. The cop was bluffing when he said this, and I caught it all on video. It's ridiculous. But so he actually did end up talking to the owner of the store, and they settled, and, you know, he gave him some money for the window, and problem solved. But it was funny watching the cop try to, you know, bluster his way into a situation in which he could make an arrest. He ended up not arresting him that night because he wouldn't give up information in the interrogation that had happened. But my point was, his buddies, who didn't know, you know, nice guys, they didn't want to throw their friend under the bus, but they didn't know their rights, and they didn't know how to stand on their rights. And they gave up their identities to these cops, and they answered all their questions for them, and they basically led the cops right to their roommate and their friend with the answers to their questions.
Yep.
And that's how it works. People don't know their rights. You've got to stand up for yourself and refuse to obey. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.